This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Satellite pictures show Russian forces bearing down on Kiev are regrouping northwest of the Ukrainian capital. And Britain said on Friday Moscow could now be planning an assault on the city within days. Ukraine accused Russian forces of hitting a psychiatric hospital in an eastern Ukrainian town in what the regional governor called a brutal attack on civilians. Emergency services said no one was hurt as the patients were already sheltering in the basement. There was no immediate comment from Moscow. Russia has been pounding Ukraine cities while its main attack force north of Kiev has been stalled on roads since the invasion's early days, having failed in what Western countries say was an initial plan for a lightning assault on the capital. International pressure continues on Russia as Ukrainian officials work to open up evacuation routes for civilians escaping bombardments, AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
The U.S. and other nations are poised later Friday to announce the revocation of Russia's most favored nation trade status, which would allow higher tariffs to be imposed on some Russian imports. Meanwhile, Ukrainian authorities have announced plans for several evacuation and humanitarian aid delivery routes with the support of the Red Cross. Their top priority is to free people struggling to flee Mariupol. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More than 2.5 million people have fled Ukraine, UN agencies said on Friday, and a further 2 million have been driven from their homes within the country since the start of the Russian invasion on February 24th. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Russia is asking the UN Security Council for a meeting on its allegations of U.S. biological activities in Ukraine, AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
At the request of Russia, the UN Security Council will meet this morning to discuss Russian allegations that Ukraine is running chemical and biological labs with support from the United States. The accusation first came to light this week from Russian Foreign Ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova, who presented no evidence. Russian UN Deputy Ambassador Dmitry Chumakov repeated the accusation Wednesday. State Department spokesman Ned Price.
The Kremlin continues to spread outright lies.
UN spokesman Stefan Dujarric said Thursday the World Health Organization, which has been working with the Ukrainian government, is unaware of any chemical or biological weapons work by Ukraine. I'm Mike Gracia.
Kenya has lifted COVID-19 prevention measures, including wearing face masks in public and restrictions on gatherings, after sustaining a less than 1% positivity case rate. Mohamed Yusuf reports from Nairobi.
Announcing the lifting of the measures Friday, Kenya's Health Minister Mutahi Kagwe said that, among other provisions, people are exempted from wearing a face mask in public.
There has been a lot of debate and discussions on the continued use of face masks as one of the containment measures. The mandatory wearing of face masks in open public spaces is now lifted.
Like the rest of the world, Kenya imposed mandatory mask wearing in early 2021 to combat the spread of the novel coronavirus. Failure to wear a mask came with a fine of up to $200. The ministry urged the public Friday to continue hand washing and the use of hand sanitizers to curtail the spread of the virus within the community. The East African nation has vaccinated at least 16.5 million people so far. More than 7 million people are fully vaccinated. More than 26 million are yet to get a single dose of the COVID-19 vaccine. Kenya is one of 5 countries, with the help of the African Union, set to benefit from the establishment of a facility that will produce COVID-19 and other vaccines. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Nairobi.
Tunisian and international rights groups on Friday urged authorities in Tunis to scrap a draft law that would restrict freedoms gained by civil society during the 2011 revolution. The 13 groups, including Amnesty International and Human Rights Watch, said the recently leaked bill would, quote, constitute another blow to human rights safeguards by President Kais Saied since his July 2021 power grab. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.